Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Ramapo High School is closed for the rest of the day after some students and teachers became ill this morning.
Just as the school day was getting underway here at Ramapo High, something like a pepper spray substance discharged inside the school. Several students immediately vomited. Major response of EMS, local police, even state police. In the end, they treated 19 students and faculty on campus. None were hospitalized. Here's Muncie's fire chief, Andrew Schlissel.
We have the hazmat team right now inside the building, made sure everybody was evacuated. The EMS is here, checked out the patients that were complaining about the issues, sore throat, throwing up.
Hundreds of students were put on buses to two other schools for the day. Those who were ill were sent home. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Spring Valley.
A driver is in custody after a car struck and killed a 7-year-old boy this morning in East New York.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Pedestrians here say they're stunned. A tragedy unfolding in East New York, Brooklyn, where a mother escorting her 7-year-old boy to school were both struck by a Jeep making a turn at Pennsylvania Avenue and Blake Avenue. It's the second time in 3 days that a child has died walking to school and in the very same neighborhood. The mother and child were taken to Brookdale Hospital. The boy did not recover. The mother is in stable condition now with injuries. People here tell me cars speed too often and they rush the red light to make turns.
No, I take my son to school every day.
Make sure he gets there safe?
Yes.
The driver stopped, and police say they are now investigating who is at fault in this tragedy. Drew Scott, 1010 Winds News, in East New York, Brooklyn.
A trench collapsed at a construction site on Route 440 in Jersey City today, and one worker was killed. Crews are there replacing a water line in the parking lot of Summit Plaza. The cause of the collapse is under investigation. The victim's identity has not yet been released. And that's rocker and environmentalist Billy Idol. He joined Mayor de Blasio today to talk about idling. This is a new campaign to crack down on vehicles left running, polluting the atmosphere with fumes and noise. The campaign urges New Yorkers to report nuisance idling. And as an incentive, people who do will receive 25% of the fine. Idol tells 1010 Winds his involvement is personal.
You know, I lived here in New York when I was a child, when I was really young, and then I'd come back to, America and New York in the 80s and really ignited my solo career here. So, you know, I've got a lot out of living in New York, and I just like to be able to give back, really, and this is a way of doing it.
Idol says he's sending a loud message, turn off your engines or pay up. The city council is considering a bill that would allow homeless people who refuse to stay in a city shelter to continue to qualify for rental assistance vouchers and be eligible for permanent housing. Brooklyn Councilman Stephen Levin says if someone is unwilling to go to a shelter because they don't feel safe, they still should be able to bypass the shelter system and get case management services. A public hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. The New York Lottery says one second prize ticket in last night's Powerball drawing was sold in Brooklyn. The ticket's worth $1 million. It was purchased at New Anchor Grocery and Halal Meat on Hemlock Street. There was no grand prize winner. Saturday night's jackpot climbs to $80 million. A New Jersey commuter group is calling for the resignation of New Jersey Transit CEO Kevin Corbett and State Transportation Commissioner Diane Gutierrez-Cachetti. The New Jersey Association of Railroad Passengers is citing what they say is a lack of substantial improvement over the last 2 years. A group of commuters is echoing the call in a Change.org petition. In response, Governor Murphy says he has full confidence in the capabilities of Corbett and Scicchetti to address the long-term issues facing New Jersey Transit after nearly a decade of inaction and funding cuts. There's a new way to stay at the Jersey Shore, but it's a very limited offer. Lucy the Elephant has been listed on Airbnb. For 3 nights only, couples will be allowed to stay inside the Margate Monument. Richard Helfand is CEO of the Save the Lucy Committee. He says the living quarters have been decked out in decor appropriate for the age in which Lucy was built, 1902.
When you walk in, you're going to see a lot of Victorian-style furnishings and decor. There's a queen-size post bed up toward her head. Up in her head is a little dining area. It's really quite beautiful inside, and they did the interpretation of how it may have looked is amazing.
The price of a one-night stay, $138, and that includes breakfast and dinner at some local restaurants. Another 9/11 first responder is being laid to rest today. Dan Foley was a New York City firefighter. He died earlier this month of pancreatic cancer. He was 46. Foley served with Rescue 3 and Ladder 49 in the Bronx. He was cited 10 times for bravery. He survived by a wife and 5 children. His brother Tom was also a firefighter, and he died on 9/11 at the World Trade Center. The city council considers legislation that's going to cramp the style of some food delivery apps. Council members unveiling legislation today to force companies such as Grubhub to get a license to operate in the city and cap their commissions at 10%. Councilman Mark Joni says the businesses they serve are being squeezed.
As chair of small business, I have a responsibility and duty to give back to our brick and mortars, to our mom and pop businesses, and give them all the opportunities that they deserve to strive and thrive in this great city.
He says some delivery apps charge as much as 33% commission, making some delivery orders a loss for the restaurants.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.